see your grandson.
Ndauti muone mzukuru wenyu.
He taught me, I taught Golden.
Iwo vakandidzidzisa ndikadzidzisa Golden.
I like Golden to stand so he can see his grandson.
Golden sumuka kuti vatu vaone muzukuru wavo.
So we've got three young people standing up.
Saka tine vechidiki vatatu.
Oh, the Lord is wonderful.
Amen.
I just don't know what to say and what to do.
Andichazva zvekuita nezvekutaura.
I'm almost like melting.
Ndakutaunge ndichangonyungudika.
But I want to say thank you so much.
Asi ndakuti ndokutendai zvikuru.
But please pray for me.
Ndokumbira mundinamatirowo.
We have lots of hurdles to cross over.
Tichine mazambuko akawanda ekuti tiyambuke.
Lots of bridges and a lot of things to fight.
Nezvakawanda zvekuti tirwise tsvikunda.
We need one another so much.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu anotikoshera.
Amen. So God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
We would like to bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Ngati tikorei uso tinamata.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Your prophet told us that every day completes a generation.
Amen.
And every day has got something new that we have got to experience. Father, we know that it is you that counts days and years to your children. There's nothing we can do to increase or to decrease. Father, and there's nobody that has got the power to do that. But Lord Jesus, we want to tell you that we appreciate you, Father, for everything that you have done for us. And especially the years you have added upon me. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for your grace. Help, I pray, that we be able to live for you, Lord Jesus, and to spend the rest of the time we still have on this earth just for you. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I'd like to thank you, Lord, that you can make me realize how much my brethren appreciate me.
Yes.
Father, I want to pray that you help me do some more, Father, to help and to stand with your children. Father, I want to commit now the rest of the service as we are getting into this part of this program. May you be with us and Lord speak to us. May you shift our minds now onto the issue of service and the reason that why you brought us here this morning for. Speak to us now and Lord give us the proper direction that we've got to take. Father, I want to hold this envelope that's been brought by your believing children into hands. You know the contents. You know the faith that brings it up here. Lord Jesus, I want to pray that your hand will be upon them and Father, honor this faith and supply their needs. Grant it, Lord, I want to commit all into your hands in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand upon our feet. Turn around and shake somebody around you.
Let's do okay to pass that page when you so.
Bless you, Pastor. Once more, happy birthday.
Okay. You can see how much people can plan on you.
And you never know. Vanhu vanogona kugorongera zvakasimba.
All right.
Hey.
The Lord is good.
Shwaganaka.
Would like to read the scripture this morning. From the book of John in chapter 15.
John in chapter 15.
I want to read from verse
8
to verse
14. 14, sorry.
before I read, I wanted, I just mentioned before about jet lagging. Maybe some of you might not understand what that means.
And that our pastor pe jet lagging, could have one going to down sorti chi.
It's an effect on the body.
Zinu zinoitika kana kubata mutumbi.
That you are used to be around here, you wake up normal time and sleep normal time.
Unenge wa jaira kugara kuno kurutivi runo rwenyika, rokuti unenge uchi unenguva yako yaunorara nekumuka, let's say kuma 6 uchizorara kana kuma 10.
Some parts of the world are different on timelines from us.
Zimwe nyika pasipana dzine nguva dzakasiyana nedzedu kuno.
Like where we traveled, we are 6 hours ahead of them.
Saka kwatakaenda isusu tiri pamberi ne 6 hours. You are kumashure.
Like you noticed when you streamed the other day, you had to be here 4 o'clock in the afternoon to be seeing our morning service in Trinidad.
Naiona pataita live stream waifanira ngori panapa kuma 5 o'clock kumaniru kuti uone service yekumakuseni.
So that's what time difference is all about.
Ndo kusiyana kwenguva.
In New Zealand, they are 9 hours ahead of us, so they must be going to bed now.
Ku New Zealand, vari 9 hours pamberi pedu, vakutonorara izvozvi.
So if you go there, your body is always telling you about the Zimbabwe time.
Ukaenda ikoko, mwiri wako unenge uchitaura kuti yangu yekurara.
So when you're supposed to be waking up and doing everything else, but your body is saying, you guy, you go to sleep.
Iwe panze pokuti unge uchiti yangu yekuti ndichimuka, uchiita zvimwe, uchitedzera nguva dzeikoko. Mutumbi wako unenge uchiti aiwa, ino iyi nguva yekurara.
So when you want to wake up, your body tells you, you go to, you must sleep.
Paurudawo tuchimuka mutumbi wako kuti hatirarei.
So when you come back after a few days or so or weeks,
ukazodzoka kuno wapedza mazuva kana masvondo akati kuti uri ikoko,
you need to be readjusted again.
Mutumbi wako unofanira kuti udzokere pakare.
So when you're supposed to be waking up here, your body says you go to bed.
Paurufanira kuti uri kumuka wakuno, mutumbi wako kuti aiwa chimborara.
And when you're supposed to sleep, your body says wake up.
Paurufanira kurara, mutumbi wako kuti chimuka.
Okay.
Jesus.
But I assure you, I won't sleep here.
Asiri gaendi kuti handisi kuzorara pana.
Amen. I'm going to be awake.
Change ndakapepuka.
By the grace of God.
Nenyasha dzaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So, chapter 15.
Chapter 15
of the book of John.
Book of John.
I'm reading from verse 8.
Regaendi vire pane 8.
Amen. I'm sure there could be some other brethren somewhere else in the part of the world who might also be streaming.
Kuda pane dzimwe hama dziri pasipana apa kune dzimwe nyika vari kuitawo live streaming.
So I'm very sure that when I'm speaking, I'm not only speaking to you, but I'm speaking to the other brethren all over the place.
Ndine ndiri kunyatsoziva kuti pandiri kutaura kwamuri handisi kutaura kwamuri mega muri muno, asi kune vamwe vari kune dzimwe nyika.
So I'm sure I'll be receiving some congratulatory messages after this, because they've also seen what is happening and they'll be asking for a cake also.
Ndofunga ndichange ndichikorokotedzwa, saka ivo vachange vachiti tipeiwo cake.
So I want to also thank Nyasha for coming up and dropping this other aspect.
Ndoda kutenda Nyasha nekuuya kuno nekukandira izvi zvavataura.
There's no way you could die, my friend.
Ah, pamwe pasina hazaigoneka kuti mufe hama.
Naturally speaking, he's my cousin brother, my young brother.
Muningina wangu.
Naturally speaking.
Panyama.
Okay. So when you find him having all that freedom, you must understand him.
Mukamuona achiwana kusununguka uko. Munzwisisiwo.
All right. So looks like I want to continue talking. I promise I won't talk again. I must. We must get in the scripture. And enjoy the word of God. I believe I won't be too long with the few pages that I have. Amen.
Amen.
Herein is my Father glorified.
Pari zvino ndo baba vangu ndo pavanorumbidzwa.
That you bear much fruit.
Kuti imi mubereke michero yakawanda.
So shall you be my disciples.
Kana muchibereka michero yakawanda ndo kuti muve vadzidzisi vangu. Vadzidzi vangu, sorry.
As the Father has loved me.
Sezvo baba vakandida.
So have I loved you?
Iniwo ndakakudai.
Continue ye in my love.
Endererai henyu mberi murudo rwangu.
If you keep my commandments,
kana muchichengeta mirayiro yangu,
you shall abide in my love.
Muchagara henyu murudo rwangu.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
Sezvo ini ndakachengetawo mirayiro yababa vangu.
And abide in his love.
Uye ndigere murudo rwavo.
These things have I spoken unto you.
Zvinhu izvi ndo zvandakakutaurirai.
That my joy might remain in you.
Kuti mfaro wangu ugare mamuri.
And that your joy might be full.
Uye kuti mfaro wenyu uzadziswe.
This is my commandment.
Uyu ndo murayiro wangu.
That you love one another.
Kuti mudanane pakati penyu.
As I have loved you.
Sekuda kwandaka kuitai.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Hakuna rudo rwakamboratidzwa nemunhu runopfuura urwu.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Kuti munhu angaise upenyu hwake achitenga upenyu hwehama dzake.
You are my friend.
Imi muri shamwari dzangu.
If you do whatsoever I command you.
Kana muchiita zvose zvandinokurayirai.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishu arupapadzwe kunongwa shoko ravo ngatigare hedu pasi.
The title of my message this morning is just one word.
Mharidzo yangu nhasi ine izwi rimwe chete.
And very unusual also.
Risina kujairirwa.
And after I announce it, your minds will be going different places. Where are we going and what does that mean?
Pandichari taura, pfungwa dzenyu dzichamhanya mhanya kuti zvinotakananga kupi.
But you don't have to worry about that.
Asi dzikama henyu.
I'm speaking about sponsorship.
Ndiri kutaura pamusoro pokutsigira.
Amen.
Amen.
Just one word.
Kutsigira.
Sponsorship.
Amen.
And my thought is coming from the scripture that we just read.
Pfungwa yangu yabva pagwaro rataverenga.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Hakuna rudo rukuru kupfuura urwu runowanikwa pavanhu.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Kuti munhu anorasikirwa neupenyu hwake nekuda kweweshamwari dzake.
Amen.
Amen.
And would like you to put yourself in this thought this morning.
Toda kuti uzvi upinde mupfungwa iyi mangwanani ano.
Amen. And if you don't want to remember the word sponsorship, I want you to remember this scripture.
Kana usingade kana uchida kuzokanganwa izvi rekuti kutsigira ndoda kuti urangarire paro iyi.
Because maybe it might not mean much to you or it doesn't bring the right vibrations to you.
Kuda pamwe haringareve zvakawanda kwauri kana kuti haringakupe manyukunyuku akafanira.
But greater love hath no man than this.
Asi hakuna rudo rwakambowanikwa muvanhu kupfuura urwu.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Kuti munhu arasikirwe neupenyu hwake nekuda kweupenyu hweshamwari dzake.
But if you'd like this scripture to have the correct meaning for you.
Kana uchida kuti gwaro iri rinyatsoreva zvarinofanira kureva kwauri.
If your name is John, I would like you to read your name in this scripture.
Kana zita rako uchinzi John, chiverenga zita rako mugwaro irori.
Or Janet.
Kana uchinzi Janet, oriverenga momu.
Or Susan.
Kana kuti Susan, ozviverenga imomu.
Whatever name you have.
Chero zita raunaro.
Then this scripture will mean a lot to you.
Gwaro iri rinozonangana newe richireva zvakawanda.
Remember the prophet telling us that You go to read your name in the Bible. He spoke about that old sailor who was very sick one time.
Vakataura pamusoro pemunhu uya aishanda muchikepe akanga arwara zvikuru.
And this young boy came up to talk to this captain in the ship.
Mujaya uyu ndokubva auya kuti azokurukura nemutyairi nemukuru wechikepe.
And was telling him about how his mother was reading John 3:16 to him.
Kuti achimunza kuti mai vangu vaindiverengera John 3:16.
That the scripture has got to bring a lot of meaning to you.
Uye kuti gwaro iri rinofanira kureva zvakawanda kwauri.
That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Kuti Ishe vakada nyika zvikuru nokudaro vakaipa mwanakomana wavo mumwe chete
woga. That whosoever believeth on him will not die but will have eternal life.
Kuti ani nani anotenda maari hangapi asi kuti awane upenyu husingaperi.
Then this young boy repeated the scripture to the sailor.
Mujaya uyu ndokuenderera mberi achidzokorora gwaro iri.
But he was putting his name on the scripture.
Asi mukomana uyu aiisa zita rake mugwaro.
Amen. And the captain enjoyed the way this boy was reading this scripture to himself.
Captain wechikepe akafarira zvikuru kaverengerwo kaitwa gwaro iri nemukomana.
And how much of a meaning it was bringing to him.
Uye rikareva zvakawanda kwaari.
Because if you really want the scripture to mean a lot to you, you must personalize it.
Kana uchida kuti gwaro rireve zvakawanda kwauri, ita kuti rinangane newe.
Because there's no sound that is better than the sound of your name.
Nekuti hapana ruzha rwakanyanya kunaka rwaungade kunzwa kupfuura kwekudanwa kwezita rako.
You can hear other people's names being called out.
Ungafare kunzwa mazita evamwana achidaidzwa.
But when they call your name,
asi paunodaidzwa rako,
it means a lot to you.
Rinoreva zvakawanda kwauri.
Even if you are fast asleep,
kunyange uchinyatsopodora hope.
If somebody comes in and say, hey,
mumwe munhu akaya akati hey,
you might not wake up. Maybe you might wake up because of the noise, but just hey doesn't mean much to you.
Kungonzi hey kungangokuvhundutsawo ukangopepuka asi hakuna zvakawanda zvazvinoreva.
Amen. But when you're fast asleep and somebody comes and says, Simon,
kana uri kutsi kwehope munhu obva auya oti Simon,
even if the sound is not too big,
kunyange asina kudeedzera,
or it's not thunderous,
kunyange asina kuita rusha,
but you just wake up because you're used to your name.
Unobva wangoti vharavhazvi nokuti wajaira kunzwa zita rako.
The sound of your name is so sweet.
Kunzwikwa kwezita rako kunotapira.
Do you want to read this scripture with me? This one, John 3:16.
Munoda kuverenga here pamwe chete neni gwaro iri? John 3:16.
So I want you to remove the word world.
Ndoda kuti ubvise izwi rekuti nyika.
For God so loved the world. Remove that world.
Ibvisa apo pakanzi nyika.
This is not like adding or subtracting from the word. Is that right?
Ndapota. Hatisi kuwedzera kana kubvisa mubhaibheri bodo.
But I'm showing you how personalizing means.
Tiri kureva, tiri kuedza kuratidzana kuti unyatsoona kuti ndini uyu ari mugwaro.
So when you say, for God so loved the world, you put your name there, remove the word.
Pakanzi nokudaro Mwari wakada nyika, chibva wabvisa nyika, obva wati ningi zita rako.
Then he gave his only begotten son.
Akaipa mwanakomana wake mumwe chete woga.
Then remove the word whosoever.
Bvisa pakanzi ani nani zvake.
You put your name there.
Uisa rako.
Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish.
Ani nani anotenda muzita rake haangaparadzi.
But you put your name right there.
Ibvisa zita rako ipapo.
But so and so shall have eternal life.
Asi ningi agowana upenyu husingaperi.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's start reading now. You know your name. How many of you do not know
that? Andi tune. Munhu wese anoziva zita rake handiti.
All right. Can you all read together?
Ngativerengei gwaro iri pamwe chete.
I promise you, when you finish reading this scripture, you're going to have a wonderful feeling.
Patinopedza kuverenga vhesi unonzwa manzwiro akanaka.
And you feel like, yes, I've gone to church.
unoyatonzwa kuti ya ndaenda ku church.
And we want that feeling to continue all the time.
Todakanzwiraka kuti kaenderere mberi nguva dzose.
When you feel low, when you feel bad, bring this scripture back and read your name inside.
Kana wakunzwa waderera, wakusurukirwa, sosagware.
Are you ready?
Tagadzirire.
For God so loved.
Blessed Luke.
Is that your name?
Amen.
You read yours. It doesn't matter how loud I am, but make sure you read yours. For God so loved
Luke
that he gave his only begotten Son, that blessing believeth in him shall not perish, but blessing will have eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
This is how you must read the scripture.
Do kaverengero katropana bitagwaro.
So this old sailor,
mukuru echikepe uyu,
he says that sounds very good.
Captain akati izvakanaka izvi.
When you're reading your name in there,
kana uchiverenga zitara rako ipapa.
But he says you read my name for me. You read it for me. You know my name, so you read it.
Ndopati nati ai wo unkomana unoziva kuti ndonzani. Saka ndiverengera zitara rangu
ipapa. He had to read that one now.
And
got into this other little scripture. The little boy said, just a minute, Captain. He says, let me read you your name in it. Say, he was wounded for John Quast's salvation. He was bruised for John
Quast's
iniquity. The chastisement of John Quartz's peace was upon him.
Kurowa kwerugare wa John Quartz.
And with his stripes, John Quartz was healed.
Nemavanga ake, John Quartz akapozwa.
Light flashed over the old captain's face.
Captain, uso wake wabawati ba.
And says, close the book, son, I see.
Chivara, rakonda zvona mukoman. Bara book. Dazvona.
Amen.
Amen.
I trust you have seen it.
Drotenda tashibat.
Amen. So this man was sick, so they had to take a scripture for the sick. Whatever scripture that has to do with your situation, read your name in there.
Mokom murumoi airwara, Captain airwara. Saka mukomana akatora gwaro rekurapa varwere. Ndukero chinano chipi chaunenge uri, tora gwaro rinoenderana nazvo.
Amen. It will always work for you.
Zvinokushandira zvakanaka.
Is that true?
Chokwadi.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Greater love hath no man than this.
Hakuna rukumbowanikwa rudo rukuru kupfuura urwu pakati pevanhu.
That a man laid down his life for his brethren.
Kuti munhu anorasikirwa neupenyu hwake nekuda kwehama dzake.
Amen. So you also put your name in here.
Ngatibvai tangoisa masaidi ipapa.
Greater love hath. You put your name here. You are the man, huh?
Ndiwe munhu wacho.
Amen. Then this, that blessing lay down his life for his friends.
Kuti,
Look,
akaisa upenyu wake pasi nekuda kweshamwari dzake.
I have to remind you his name.
Amen.
Okay. I checked the meaning sponsor.
Ndanga ndiri ndakaongorora izvire kuti kutsigira.
The way Brother Branham will also check.
Sezvaingoita Brother Branham.
Amen. He will check from Webster, so we don't have to check from somebody else, but Webster has got the right definition that we will need.
Isusu hatitarise vana Oxford nemamwa. Tinotarisa kuna Webster.
So, a sponsor now.
Mutsigiri manje.
Amen. A person or an organization that pays for plans.
Munhu kana boka rinotsigira kana kuti rinobhadharira hurongwa.
And carries out a project.
Uye vachiona kuti vachiita basa iri.
Or activity.
Kana kuita zvinoitwa.
Especially one that pays the cost for a radio or television program.
Kunyanya, ngatiti munhu anobhadharira radio kana TV program.
Usually, in return for advertising time during his course.
Achinzi iye iye anozwana advertise nguva yeku advertiser pazvinoitwa.
Amen. Suppose we want our young people to sing or make a presentation on television.
Tomboti tinoda kuti vechidiki vedu vaende vanoimba kana kuita zvimwe pa TV kana pa radio.
They don't just do it free, as you all know.
Avangozviita pasina mbadaro.
You need to buy that airspace.
Unotofanya kutenga nguva yemhemo yepamhepo.
But if the children are not able to do it, or they don't have enough money to do that,
kana vanava vechidiki vasina mari yacho yekuti vatenge nguva yepa radio kana TV,
then somebody is going to say, I want to sponsor them.
Pane mumwe munhu anofanira kuti ndoda kukutsigirai.
I'm going to pay the television station or the radio so that you can go there and do it.
Ndichabhadhara TV kana radio kuitira kuti imimi muwane nguva ipapo.
So that person who is doing that is called a sponsor.
Iye nyakupa mari uyu nyakubhadhara uyu ndiye ari kunzi sponsor kana mutsigiri.
So that the children or whosoever can make that program on radio or television.
Kuitira kuti vanava vakwanise kuita program pa TV kana pa radio.
So that is the person or the organization that is paying for the project or the activity. Ndokoka
kana munhu ari kubhadharira TV kana radio program.
And normally the sponsor has got an advantage. That's the reason why they go in and sponsor.
Kanjinji mutsigiri uyu ane chouviri chaanowanawo kana achizobhadhara mari yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is what a sponsor is.
Ndotsananguro yemutsigiri.
The other words that we can use in the place of sponsor.
Mamwe mashoko kana manzwi atinogona kushandisa pane rekuti mutsigiri kana sponsor.
Guarantor.
Ndouyo anovimbisa kutsigira.
Or surety or patron.
Kana kuti surety kana patron.
Amen. It's somebody that is standing there to safeguard.
Ndouyo anopa anochengetedza anoti zvinhu zvakarongeka.
To make sure what is going on has got to be in order.
Anove nechokwadi kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kuitika zvinofamba murongwa hwazvo.
Now you don't have to know about all this jargon that goes together with the definitions.
Haufanengochidza mashoko ese anoenderana nedura masira.
But it's just a way of letting you know the direction that we are taking in the service this morning.
Amen. Inzira yekuti tizivisane kuti takananga chii tichifamba sei muservice inoyi.
It's not very important for you to write down the definition, although maybe you might like it.
Kudaya kana watifarira zvako utsananguro yacho unogona kuzvinyora.
But this is what it means.
Ndozvinoreva.
Because as we proceed in the sermon,
tichienderera mberi mumharidzo inoyi,
you are going to notice that you are going to take the place of a sponsor.
Uchaona kuti iwewe ndiwo uchatora nzvimbo yemutsigiri.
You are going to sponsor somebody.
Pane wauchatsigira.
You are sponsoring something.
Pane chauri kubhadharira.
So you are a sponsor.
Saka uri kubhadhara.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe it will do you a lot of good this morning.
Tenda zvichakuitirai zvakanaka.
I will start by reading a quote.
Regai nditange nekuverenga chitaurwa.
From the adoption message part 3.
Kubva mumharidzo yekugadzwa kuita mwana part 3.
In paragraph 68.
Paparagraph 68.
The prophet says, that's one of the sweetest words that I ever heard.
Profita anoti ndori imwe remanzwi akanyanya kunakisa randakamboverenga.
Father, I sanctify myself for their sake.
Baba, ini ndakazvichenesa nekuda kwavo.
Do you know he had a right to have a home that Jesus Christ now?
Unoziva here kuti Kristu waifanirwawo kuva nyamhuri kana saimba.
He made this decision in the Garden of Gethsemane. Is that right?
Akatora tsarudzo iyi mubindu reEden.
So there is more that happened in Gethsemane than on the cross.
MuGethsemane makabatwa basa guru
Because he had to make a decision.
Nekuti ndo pakatora sarudzo.
Must I go?
Ndoenda here
on the cross and die for these people?
Pamuchinjikwa ndonopfira vanhu.
Or should I just go back and continue with my life again?
Kana kuti ndongosiyanawo nazvo ndiendera mberi hangu ndinopenywa.
But do you know what happened, brother, sister?
Unozvata zvakaitika here amanandadzi?
The names that were on the lamb section of the book of life.
Mazita akanga ari muchikamu chebhuku regwayana roupenyu.
Those are the names that pushed him to make a decision to go on the cross.
Hallelujah. Ndo mazita akamusukumidza kuti atore sarudzo iyi.
Amen.
Amen.
But did you also know that your name was written on the lamb section of the book of life?
Unoziva here kuti zita rako iwewe ranga rakanyorwa muchikamu chebhuku regwayana roupenyu.
Amen. Not by a pencil.
Kwete kunyorwa ne ever sharp.
But it was written by the ink of the blood of the lamb.
Rakanyorwa ne ink yeropa regwayana.
So there was nothing and nobody could erase that.
Apana munhu aikwanisa kuzvidzima izvi.
Because your name was included in the register of the people that must believe the message of this day.
Nekuti zita rakwe wewe rakanga riri muregista revanhu vanotenda mharidzo ino iyi muzvaranana.
Amen. Amen. If you are in class A, your name is written on the register of class A.
Kana uri mugrade 1A, zita rako rinonyorwa mugrade 1A.
If you go and stand in class B and wait for your name being called out there, you never hear your name there because it's not on that register.
Ukazoenda mugrade 1B. Haumbonzwa mistress vachidaidza zita rako nekuti rako riri kugrade 1A.
So you have got to stand with your class.
Unofanira kumira muclass yako.
Because that's where your name is going to be called out.
Nokuti zita rako riri muregister reclass yako.
Your friends, or maybe your people from your neighborhood might be in another class.
Vamwe vavakidzani vako nema next door, pamwe vanenge vari mugrade 1B.
And you want to stand with your friends.
Wakuda kuteera tushamwari kwako turi mugrade 1B.
Your name will never be counted there.
Haufe wakarinzwa zita rako ukaenda mugrade 1B.
But when you were recorded into the school,
pawakanyoreswa zita
pachikoro, they put you in class A.
Vakakuisa mugrade 1A.
So if you want to hear your name being called out,
kana unoda kunzwa zita rako richidaidzwa,
go to class A.
Enda kugrade 1A.
And then you wait for your name to be called out.
Woteerera kuti rako ridaidzwe.
Then you're going to stand up and say, present, sir.
Unobva wati present.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the reason why you are here this morning,
chikonzera uri pano mangwanani ano,
your name has been called out.
Zita rako rakadaidzwa.
And you are saying, present, sir.
Uri kuti ndiri pano ishe.
Hallelujah. He called out your name.
Akadaidza zita rako.
And you heard your name.
Iwe ukarinzwa.
You were not in Paul's group.
Wanga usiri muboka ra Paulo.
Not in Irenaeus group.
Wanga usiri muboka ra Irenaeus.
Amen.
Amen.
Although that is part of the people that's going in the rapture.
Kunyange riri boka revanhu vari kupinda mukubhutwa.
Is that right? These people are going in the resurrection.
Vanhu vari kuenda murumuko.
But God has had to batch us up.
Mwari vakatiisa muzvipoka zvipoka.
Is that right?
Amen.
Paul had to be grouped up with these people.
Paulo akaiswa muboka revanhu vake.
Which people?
Vapi?
He called out their names when he was preaching his message.
Akavadana mazitavo paaiparidza mharidzo yake.
Amen. So the people that Paul called out during the time of his ministration,
paka mazita aivanhu akadanwa napaulo paaiparidza munguva yake,
he sleeps together with them,
akavata pamwe chete navo,
waiting for the voice of the resurrection,
vamirira izwi rerumuko.
Hallelujah. And do you know the Bible says in the book of Hebrews,
unoziva here bhuku rinoti maHebheru,
all these they went without perfection.
Ava vose ava vakapfuura vasina kukwaniswa.
It says they are made perfect by us.
Vanotokwaniswa nesu.
This last group,
iri boka riri kupedzisira,
which is you and me,
iwe neni,
we are the perfection group.
Isu group ndisu boka rekukwaniswa.
We are the ones that have got to press the button to make Paul, Irenaeus, Martin Columba and all of them to come up.
Isu ndisu vana matekenya tinoti tikatekenya button vana Paulo nevamwe vese vakumuka.
How do you like that? Do you like it? Because there's been a prophet in this day who was given a book, a small book, with names written in there. His job was to call out this roll call. Is that right? And your name was in that register. Not like Omen Neville.
Omen Neville.
Or Lee Vale.
Can I would Lee Vale?
But your name is mystery.
Zita Rako Ichakavanzika.
Amen. And you remember that the ministry of the seventh angel is the mystery.
Uno ziva ere. Kuti shumiro. Yemtumo chinomwe. Ishumiro. Ichakavanzika.
Amen.
Amen.
So his ministry was to preach the mystery of God.
Hallelujah. Shumiro yemtumo chinomwe. Kubariza. Chakavanzika chamwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are part of the mystery.
Iwewe. Ndiwe chikamu chakavanzika chamwari.
So when he was preaching the mystery of the serpent seed,
Pai bariza. Chakavanzika chamwari.
God had revealed.
Mwari.
God had revealed.
Mwari wanga wa zarura.
Amen. The unveiling of God.
Kupe tenu wa kwa mwari.
The seventh seal made plain. When he was preaching those things out, your name is stuck in that mystery.
Amen.
He doesn't call you like John, James, and Peter.
John, James, and Peter.
But your name is mystery. Do you understand why you enjoy the message of the end time? The message of this hour is not uncertain sound to you. It's a certain sound. Hallelujah. When somebody calls your name, you don't say, what are you saying? You never say, I beg your pardon. Amen. Even a whisper, you know that's me being called.
Hey,
the word of God is so good. And remember, you are in the prophetic class.
Oh, hallelujah.
You are the people that can understand prophetic utterance. Hallelujah. So whenever he speaks, you can catch it good. Because you are that class. You are set in your mind to understand what he is saying. Do you notice what the scripture says in Revelation? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. The scripture does not say he that hath ears. Amen. Otherwise, it was going to be natural ear. But the ear that he's talking about, you are set to hear what he is going to
say.
Because the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And this is what God has been doing for us in this day. How many of you remember the story of the little Samuel? Amen.
Amen.
And God was training him to hear and identify and distinguish the voice of God. From that young age, God came to him. You don't have to be married to understand the word of God. From that young age, Sunday school, young people, God wants to talk to you. From that very age, hallelujah, and we're busy concentrating on the young people.
Amen.
Because they must know him in that age. So he came and called out his name.
Samuel.
And he woke up.
Samuel.
Amen. Amen. And he thought Eli was talking to me. And he went there and said, "You've called me up." He says, "No, I never called you. Go back." He was called again. He came back. He came back. But the good thing about Eli, he didn't say, "Oh yeah, so you come, I've got some job for you to do today." But Eli realized there's something spiritual that is happening to this boy. Because I'm not calling him, but he's hearing a voice. And he told him, "You go back again and sleep." But this time, if he calls you again, don't come to me. Right there where you are, you simply speak and say, "Speak, my Lord. Your servant heareth." And he did exactly that. And God started talking to him. Brother, sister, when you finally identify the voice of God, don't go to men. You talk to him. Say, "Speak, my Lord. Your servant heareth." This is where we are. We want to hear him speaking. He has been training our ear to hear the word of God. Is that true? You know, in our olden days when we were hooked up to the radio, We knew the kind of frequency that we must tune on to so that we can hear the different programs that we wanted.
90 kilohertz.
Do you remember that? And you know that?
Amen.
So it's not on every frequency. No. You are even told that we are broadcasting on such a frequency. Whether it is short wave
FM or short
wave. Okay, frequency modulation. That's right. Thank you.
Short wave. Kana kuti iri frequency modulation.
Whatever. But they tell you where, what frequency they are operating on. That's where you must tune on to. Then you'll be able to hear what is going on. God has been tuning your ear, spiritual ear, on the correct frequency. Amen. So that when he speaks, you are ready to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the day when you are tuned right to the correct frequency. Is that true?
Amen.
Because the end time scripture we are depending on. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, amen, the mystery of God shall be finished. So this has to do with the voice. This has to do with the sound. And it has something with your hearing. Because whenever there is a voice, somebody must hear. Hallelujah. And God has been tuning our ears. Amen. So that we might hear this voice. And the prophet says, there are so many voices that's coming up in this day. Listen to how he puts it. He says,
to deaden this voice.
Anzi kunyatouraya kachita pirapo.
Amen. But brother, we have heard this voice.
Amayangu.
We know what he said. We know the frequency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is too late. He is too late. We have heard the voice. We know what to listen to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have itching ears to hear other things. Do you notice how Paul puts it? Itching ears. You want to hear something else.
Amen.
But our ears are tuned right. My sheep hear my voice. Praise God. I want to continue reading. Father, I sanctify myself for their sake. Do you know he had a right to have a home? He was human. You know, right? He had a right to have a wife. He was a man. He had a right to all these things. But he said, Father, I sanctify myself
for
their sake. I sanctify myself. Amen. I was talking to a little preacher yesterday. Going to preach for him in a few nights up here on the highway. I asked him about a certain thing. He said, yes, Brother Branham. But most of my people doesn't believe in that. I said, most of them are legalists. Says, yes. Yes, brother. Doesn't believe that. But he said, for their sake. He says, oh, I wanted to hug his neck. For their sake.
See,
I sanctify myself for their sake. Amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing what is happening here? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't die for himself. He died for a group of people. So for that group's sake, he had to sanctify myself. Amen. He had to sacrifice his own life so that one man must die and the whole race of people must be alive. Hallelujah. Says, oh, Jesus was training 12 men.
And
that through those 12 men was to take the gospel to the world. And he said, for their sake, I sanctify myself. Make yourself for your neighbor's sake. For somebody else's sake. Don't use your liberty for a clock. Said Paul, but sanctify yourself. Behave yourself in the neighborhood. Like a real Christian ought to. Let your communications be. If you meet your enemy, sanctify yourself for his sake. Not knowing what you might do. Amen. In the message, that day on Calvary, Brother Branham said, eternal life is living for others. So you are not trying to live a life for yourself only. But you are living for somebody else. You are doing certain things for somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because you know, if I do certain things, other people are going to copy what I'm doing, and I've ruined that whole bunch of people.
Unoziva kuti wewe, ndikaita zvimwe zvinhu, pamwe vanhu vari kunditarisa, ndinenge ndatovatsausa.
For your neighborhood,
for
your friends, for all the people that are around you, even your enemies.
Amen.
From this scripture, are you noticing that Jesus Christ sponsored a church? This is what we're talking about. Amen. The life that he had, he gave it to the church. He gave it to men and women so that they might also live the way he was living. He was a sponsor. Amen. The life that we enjoy, somebody paid for it. All the showers of praises at work, at home, in the neighborhood that you are having because of your good life.
Rumbi zo dese, nema ropapa zo ose, auru kupi waiwe, uchawana mbavaki zani kubasa kwese, neti kondoro jokuti mwe munu, akarara maupeni.
Somebody sponsored that for you.
Pana aka utikira.
Are you getting our direction now?
Tamu bara ere.
Hallelujah. Somebody sponsored that life for
Pana
you.
Pana aka tenga upeni wo.
Amen. So we don't want to take an advantage that somebody live for me, then you want to live other ways. Amen. We want to live right. So that we can honor the sponsor. Is that right?
Amen.
You mothers, you know that there are certain stories that you speak in the presence of your children. But there are some stories that you don't talk about when your children are there. Do you know why? You don't want them to notice how weak you are in gossiping.
Or
it's not their level.
Is
that right? So you are weighing out so that you know what must be said and what must not be said. Then you are saying, I'm sanctifying myself for their sake.
What in Dirikuzi Pira kanakuzi Taura no kudakwambo.
But there's one group of people that is not able to measure. These are made people.
Vanu vanorwana nepfungwa.
They say anything, anytime.
He
doesn't even check what group it is. Whether it is men or women, they just speak. Whether it is confidential information, they just give out. So it means when you hear somebody saying that there's something wrong up here. But when you are in your proper senses, you know what to say when you are with brothers, and some things you can't say when you are with sisters. Is that true? Amen. But he has sponsored us. So that we can live a life for him. Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. He was our kinsman redeemer.
ndiye mudzikinuri wehama wepedyo
kwatiri. And he redeemed us.
Akatidzikinura.
Amen.
Amen.
So that you also in your neighborhood and among your friends and fellowship, you also might be a kinsman to them. What he did to you, that's what you must do to your brothers or sisters. The reason why he called you in your community, he knew that you are going to stand for him. What he was going to do in that community, if he was in the flesh, he's going to do that through you. So, to them, you are Jesus Christ in flesh. Is that true?
Amen.
Because we believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. That's what 1 John tells us. Amen. So we are Jesus Christ in flesh. What he was going to do if he was living in 2017, this is what we are
doing.
Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. When Brother Branham was here, he preached a message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Amen. And the message was passed on to a group of people who are the bride. And when we receive that message, we are like a billboard. We are now manifesting the life of Jesus Christ. So, the bride of Jesus
Christ
is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed.
The
true church of the living God today is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Are you getting that right?
Amen.
Because all that was in the Father, all that was in God, was poured into the man Jesus Christ. One person. Is that right? One person received all into himself. But today, all that was in Jesus Christ has been poured into the
church.
So when it was poured in Jesus Christ, he was a mystery of God revealed. But when it is now poured into the church, we become the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Hallelujah! So you must know what part of the mystery you are living now. You are not living Paul's message. No. You are living your message. Hallelujah. We have gone this far towards the coming of the Lord. That's why the brothers in the Branham Tabernacle then were. Can I put it in a better way? The brothers who were living in the Branham Tabernacle during the time of Brother
Branham,
they were seeing things. Some things were revealed to them. They caught certain things. But 2017 here,
as 2017 tapan,
we are closer to the coming of the Lord than this brother.
Is that
true? Amen. Why? Because the prophet told us that revelation is progressive. It opens up, it keeps on growing. Because revelation is alive. It is pulsating with life. So what you were like 2 years ago
praise
is different
God
from what you are today. You have made a few steps towards the coming of the Lord. Your horizon is wider than what it was 10 years ago. You know him better today. You are not static, brother. You are moving. Because the pillar of fire which is alive is moving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But somebody sponsored that. Hallelujah. So the mystery of God is alive. And he is moving. And he is expounding himself. You can see him better and live better than what you were a few years ago. Is that true?
Amen.
You are seeing brethren in a better light. You are seeing scripture in a different light. Because he is revealing himself to you. Hallelujah. This is why we keep coming. Because we are feeling the growth. We are feeling that we are getting closer. Certain things are speaking to us. Hallelujah. As we see the world events. Hallelujah. Ticking so fast, and we know we are closer. I was reading part of the news the other day. They said we used to say 3 hours to midnight.
Time body 3 hours
be. He says, but by the coming of Trump, we're 2 minutes before midnight.
Trump, hey,
I like that. They were looking at world events moving in such a rapid state. And situations are changing so fast and every day. Moving faster. With such rapidity. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, that's not our area. But I wanted you to know. World events are moving so fast. Until if you were looking for certain things to happen, you'd be surprised they've already happened. That's the speed.
No speed, yeah.
Amen. And so unpredictable.
Amen.
Amen. Situations are changing every day. Even by the time we go back home, we see things are different. If world events are moving with such speed, how about the power of revelation? Amen. We are moving, spiritually speaking, much faster than the world is moving. So we want to be better billboards. We are written epistles that must be read by all men. Amen. So it means we must be careful what we are doing. Because for their sake. Amen. We are living this kind of a life. Paul says, if your brother is weak, and they don't want to eat meat that's been sacrificed to idols, what do you do? Are you going to tell the brothers, you are weak brothers?
Yeah.
Watch me eat. You don't do that. Says, why are you not eating, brothers? Why are you not eating this meat?
Says,
oh, you don't know. This was offered to idols. Do you know what you must do? No, that's fine. So give me, let's have vegetables together. You see, you have saved this brother. Amen. Amen. Otherwise, he was going to stumble. And they're going to tell everybody else. That we thought that brother was a big brother, but he is nothing. But when you go back home, you see that meat was also given to your house. Of the same meat. And we ate vegetables that day with the brothers. With the weak brothers. What kind of beef is this? So it's the same way.
There's,
okay. We want to pray for this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You pray over that. And have a good time. Amen. So, over there you were sanctifying yourself. For the sake of the brothers. Is that right?
Amen.
But over here you are living your own life now. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? This is what we are talking about. You are living for somebody. Amen. You are even taking care of their conscience. You are also taking care of the spiritual level. You want them to grow. Amen. So that one day, they're going to be like you. The prophet says, if you meet a denominational person, that is busy testifying to another.
Hallelujah.
And this man maybe is impostor or Methodist or whatever. And they're busy talking about this, that, and the other, and you are listening. And you even know that this guy here is not speaking right. Amen. Do you know what you must do? Keep folding your hands. Let them finish the discussion. Because he wants to win this guy to Christ. Is that right?
Amen.
Not to your church or to his church, but to Christ. So, you let him talk. You can even help him with another scripture or two. Amen. So that person is one. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to be like somebody who thinks he knows everything. This man is busy trying to talk to this one to become a Christian. He says, both of you are wrong. You are going to hell and you two are going to hell.
You are a Methodist.
You're not living for others. This is Christian behavior. What must you do? Help him with one or two other scriptures. So you stand on his side to win this drunkard. Amen. When finally this man offers his life and says, I also want that Christ. Then you sit down with this denominational man. Before he gives wrong ideas to him on how to be baptized. Amen. Then you call him one side. What do you believe about this?
Methodist, not
about this. So, two people have been one.
Vanu two.
By your wisdom. Is that right? So, this one has been one because you did not interfere.
But now you must win this one. So after you win this one, let him go and give your instruction to him on the correct baptism and everything from there on. Isn't that the best way to do it? For their sake. Amen. I sanctify my life. Hallelujah. I sanctify myself for them. Praise God. This is message from the sponsor. Amen.
Amen.
Let your light so shine before men. Message. Paragraph 44.
9.
We find out that until people begin to want God, amen, until people begin to thirst, Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger for and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now you go to hunger and thirst for it. Is that right? If you're not hungry, are you going to eat? If you're not thirsty, there's no need for you to drink. But when you're hungering and you're thirsting, that's when you need to be filled. But the promise is, you must be salty enough. Your life must be salty enough. Until when somebody looks at you, they must thirst. Amen. And you have got that which quenches the thirst.
Iwewe, ndiwe unebeza nyota.
Is that true? That is the way we live. This is Christian life. Amen. We are Christ's billboard. And Christ is our sponsor. For this sponsorship is by Christ. And He is giving us our life to sponsor Him. Amen. Now, what kind of a person would you be if you sponsored somebody? What kind of a person ought we to be if we are sponsored by Christ? He gives us salvation. He gives us our healing. He gives us our health and strength. Does He give us that much? Amen. Our healing, our salvation, our health and strength, they come from Him. He gives us our food. He gives us our home. Then we are sponsored by Christ. You see our sponsor? If
you've
got a different sponsor, then it's a different story. But we know our sponsor now. Amen. The one that's sponsoring your good life, your healthy life, your salvation. He did all. And it is us that's enjoying it. Hallelujah. They have they've been sponsored by Jesus Christ and given the Holy Ghost to be an example to the people. What ought we to be today? Where should the church be today? We should be in such a condition that will cause all the world to be to want to be like us. Because men go down the street and say there is a man. They might disagree with him on his religious doctrine. But I tell you one thing. That one is a genuine Christian. Amen. Ought to be women going down the street say, she may look old fashioned. She may not be like the rest of any of these women you see.
Ah, wongu, anapanana zake ni mazimai mamwesa mnuna.
But there is one Christian in this town.
Ah, spane mkristu mwegede mtown diino.
Amen. If there is one, there she goes. Amen. Because we are sponsored by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Nokuti takatengwa na Jesu Kristo.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's not brothers here that call you grandmother. Okay? They're actually looking for women like that. Because they've got character of Jesus Christ on the inside. The world does not understand why you want to put on long dress. The world wants to see women with from knee upwards.
Open.
That's what the world wants. To them, that's ladies.
Ah, ukanga wakapeka mini, sonzi ya, ndiwe chaye chaye.
But for us, that's women.
Ah, sikwantiri anu waka ziwa.
There's a difference between ladies and women, is that right?
Uroza, pale musiano, we mukazi ne mudzimai.
Alright.
Amen.
I'm not going in that direction.
Ansuda kutsa urai papo ndasiana na.
But what kind of a person should we be if we are his billboards?
Kane, tirovananga tiri mando idzevanu.
And we are sponsored by him. Then in Christ is the one where we get our life. Amen. And we get our strength. And we get all that we have comes from Christ. He is our sponsor. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. Because he is our sponsor. Is he wonderful? Amen. So we must be like him. And be careful what we do. What we say. What we do in our daily life. Because we are sponsored by Christ. Amen. How ought we to walk? If we are sponsored by Christ, what ought we to say if we are sponsored by Christ? If someone says evil against us, what must we say if we are sponsored by Christ? We must be like Christ. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We want to be like him. I've got a scripture I must read. John chapter 19.
John 19.
From verse
38.
Amen. We've been talking on the spiritual side all this time. Which is very true. I'm shifting slowly even onto the natural. Because Christian life is not only the spiritual aspect,
no,
but the natural aspect also is very important. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. That's when they see your behavior.
on
the natural. It starts from inside and goes outside. Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. Verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him
leave.
Amen. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. Amen. We never heard from beginning in all these disciples about this man. Amen. We heard brothers that were walking with Jesus, even up among the 5,000. I don't know whether he was there or not, but his name was never mentioned. But this is the first time after Jesus is dead. Amen. On that Friday night, Friday evening, and the body is on the cross, and everybody is running away for fear. But here is a man. I don't think that Joseph of Arimathea was one of the least or unknown disciples.
And if you go to Joseph of Arimathea, I tombo zikanwa pakati pevadzidzi.
But he was a high flying man.
Anga ari munhu aita zvake kwake
in the political realms.
Ati zikanwa makurukuta ezvematongero.
In those other circles.
Ne dzimwe nharaunda dzodzodzo.
Are you getting the idea?
Amen.
Because if somebody else had gone, look, he's going to Pilate, the governor.
Hallelujah. Murikuona? Joseph, haana kuenda kunana tongombea. Akatenda kumba kwa gavena, kwa Pilate.
Amen.
Amen.
Even when you go to the gate and he says, I want to see Pilate.
Kunyange bakashika pa gate ra Pilate. Akatenda kuona Pilate.
Pilate is, who is that? What is his, what is he looking for? He's supposed to make an appointment. They simply say, it's Joseph of
Arimathea. Joseph, we are
bring him in. Amen. So God has got children.
Amen.
Some work in the marketplace. Some are in the flea market. Some in the combis.
Sorry.
Okay. Some in the buses on the road,
and
some in the other high places. All depending, but God has got children everywhere. And he knows how to place this one here and over there. Do you believe that? Does God do that? Amen. So nobody had the courage to go and take that body of Jesus from the cross. Are you getting that? Nobody had the courage. Even Peter, even John, they could not do that. Because after burial, they went fishing. Cleopas and his friend, they were going to Emmaus. All of them were discouraged. Amen. So nobody had the courage to take him from there and bury. Who could bury him? Where are you going to bury him? Are you getting the idea?
Amen.
Nobody was able. No courage. One brother. Amen.
Amen.
He went to Pilate's house. Who is that?
Ndiani?
Oh, it's Joseph of Arimathea.
Joseph of Arimathea.
Bring him in. Joseph simply walked He sat on the sofas there with Pilate. Chef, you know what? Do you know the story that is going around this day? You gave orders for Jesus to be crucified. It's you that gave the orders. And he's crucified. But you see, I have come for one purpose. Just allow me to take that body. I want to bury it. If it is you, Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Zaganake.
But it happened.
Zagaitika.
Amen. But you see, there are certain scriptures that we have in the Bible, and you don't even know that they are there. But we have got men in all circles of life. I'm not talking about Bible day. I'm talking about now. Amen.
Amen.
If you want something from the flea market, you just ask, do we have somebody that's working in the flea market? Before you get it. If you want something urgent from Lusaka, the people that's going to Lusaka
only.
Do you have people like that? If you want your car to be fixed quick, correctly also.
Amen.
Amen. We've got people that's doing that. If you want good music, we've got it.
Yes.
Beautiful music. When new people come and they see people and they hear people, they say, oh, is that a radio or what? Oh, yeah, the people. So we have it. Is that right?
Amen.
If you have a family function and you want somebody to give them food, we have got people like that here. You got a wedding and you don't know anybody that can do cakes for you. We've got people here that can do cakes. You want a big boiler for your company? We've got people that we've got engineers here that can do that for you. Is that true?
Amen.
God has, listen, strategically positioned you.
Amen.
Here!
Mari, vakanya soronga, vanuvavo munum.
You buy your stand, you don't know who is going to draw the house plan for you. People are here.
Uruguda watenga stand, auta zogdi, ma draftsmen indoana kupi, tinavo.
You want to know things about gold mining or chrome or whatever, they're here. You want to approach minister so and so and you don't know how to do it, we have them here that can approach that for you. This is how God has done it. Amen. You are looking for a place for Form 1 and you don't know which school is good. We've got people that can show you. Is that true? You want to know about UK? Go to Brother Mojapelo. He's going to tell you.
Brother Mojapelo.
Amen. But all these people and positions have been sponsored.
Amen.
Amen.
By
Jesus Christ. So that your Christian life and journey must be easy.
Praise God. And
you think how I was describing fear that was upon the people for taking Jesus from the cross. You Even when the soldiers went to the cross, because the law is they must die before Sabbath is finished. So they went there, and the two thieves were still breathing in and out. Because they must use their leg muscles to pull up and get a breath. When they go down, all the breath goes away. So they were still struggling. So the soldiers come and they break the knee. So when the knees are broken, it means the body sags and there's no more breathing. And the men go. Is that right? So they did this on this other thief. They did it on the other thief. But when they came to Jesus, he was already gone. So that the scripture may be fulfilled. That not even a bone was broken. Amen. And while they saw that this man is gone, God is inspiring Joseph of Arimathea. Otherwise, the prisoners were going to be sent to collect the bodies for burial. Is that right? This is what happens.
Amen.
But Joseph had to carry this body.
As Joseph had with
full permission from the governor.
Na governor.
Amen. And they came also. Do you know this guy here?
Nicodemus.
He's not another Nicodemus, the same one. The one in John 3. That is the same one. Which at the first came to Jesus by night. Do you see the description? And brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes. Amen. About 100 pounds in weight. But 45 kgs. Hey, brother.
45 kgs.
Of myrrh, of spices. Eh? So, these are not small men.
Nicodemus, Nana, Arimathea,
brother, these are great men who can buy almost 50 kgs of spice to spice the body of Jesus. So God has got those men in church. And took there the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloth with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. These were the men who went to buy spice, get the body from the cross, buy the linen. Amen. And apart from that, and fix up the grave. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, amen, a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. They laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand.
Vaka muvigira imomo nekuda kwema Juda nekuti.
Is that right? So, these brothers, they went back home and they were very happy. So, Nicodemus was also a secret believer.
Nicodemus, I am mutendi.
Joseph of Arimathea was also a secret believer.
Joseph of Arimathea, anga ari mutendi, asingaonekere.
Is that right? But the job was done. Do you remember on Friday, we spoke about Dr. Roy Davis, who ridiculed Brother Branham at the time when he got the calling? You, grade 7.
He's
Didi. You, grade 7.
Doctor of Theology.
preaching to kings and potentates.
Praying for them.
Then forget about it. But Brother Ram says, but the Lord told me. Is that right?
Amen.
So, it's like two classes of people. This one is despising this other one. Isn't this what we could have said in John 3? When Nicodemus came by night to Jesus, who could have said, this guy is an unbeliever, man. How can he say that? Wait until the whole story is finished. Then you are going to know what you are talking about. Before you tell the story, wait until the whole story is run through. Amen. We enjoy talking about the congressman Upshaw. 66 years, he was in a wheelchair. So. But it was Roy Davis.
Roy Davis.
Who went to him, congressman, said, do you want to be healed? You go to William Branham there.
Roy Davis. We are.
Amen. He even had to get time to see that with William Branham and fix up life.
William Branham at
is that right? But if you've got the old story about
Roy Davis.
And you don't know the whole story. You are going to say, Roy Davis is in hell. So. Iwe, mira.
You would condemn him and say, he is in hell. Read
until you finish. Then you make a conclusion. Is that right? They fixed up. And they forgive one another, hugged one another. It was over. Is that right?
Amen.
But you know, grudge is not very well.
Your own grudge will last for years.
I'm not what I say.
What manner of men are you?
How to move on? Sorry.
You are unable to say sorry.
You
think it's man's language? It's a mortal man's language. Who will have made a mistake?
Brother. Brother.
And say, brother. By the way, brother.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You know, those are very hard words to come out of a person.
Kuti sorry. Ishopo rakao maruno neta kuburita mkanwa.
Brother, you beat your child.
Unoroa mwana iwe.
Say sorry.
Ita sorry, man.
Say sorry.
Ita sorry, man.
They don't want.
Ahadi.
Brother, even with children, it's very hard for them to say sorry.
Kunyange wa anamuchi na nochao.
I'll pull out a belt. Just look at you. Say sorry.
It is sorry.
They don't want to say sorry. Brother, you beat them. Say sorry.
It is sorry, man.
They will never say sorry.
That is sorry, Kana. Are you good at sorry?
You see, it's very difficult. But
as
you must say it.
You are not going to sound.
This is what makes up your home.
George, you know me, sign by uncle.
Is that right? The man must learn to say sorry.
Baba, ngavazi zoguti sorry.
The mother must learn to say sorry.
Mai, ngavazi zoguti sorry.
Even to your children.
Kunyange kumana sorry, mana.
Children must learn to say sorry also.
Bana, ngavazi wo sorry.
Amen. For this is what fixes up a relationship.
Ndozi inoumba ukama.
It's called a relationship server.
Anzi. Ndo munyu kana chinoraramisa ukama.
Sorry.
Sorry. Ndine urombo.
Munozvigona izvozvo.
Are you able to do that?
You must learn to do that.
That is the day kuti ndine urombo.
Because this is what makes up Christianity.
Ndo zvinoumba chiKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
But people feel that when you say sorry,
ndikati sorry manje.
You have really degraded yourself.
Hanzi ndika ukati sorry.
And you have unchristianized yourself. But sorry means you are promoting yourself. in the eyes of the one you are saying sorry to? Is that true?
Amen.
Yes. Remember, Brother Branham told his wife when the phone was ringing, tell them I'm not there. And he walks out. With discernment, he knew it's the lawyers on the phone. So he says, tell them I'm not there. And he walked out. And for sure, when the sister answered the phone, he was not in the room. But it does not make it correct. Amen. But you know what he did? He went down to the lawyer's office. He says, gentlemen, this issue has worried me so much. And when you rang that morning, I was actually in the room. I told my wife to lie. And I walked out. I could not pray for anybody else. But I've come to say I'm sorry that I lied to you. Amen. Now, it didn't mean that the lawyers were going to add some more money on the bill. Amen. But you know what they said? He says, Brother Branham, we used to respect you. But after this, we respect you more. Amen. We respect you more for the honesty and sincerity you have. We might not all say that to you, but when you say sorry, the one that you are saying sorry to is simply saying, I used to respect you, but I respect you more now. Amen.
Amen.
This is true, brother, sister. But it's all coming from sponsorship. Amen. Can I just push a little bit more? Do you have the patience? Oh, I feel like I still have 4 pages to go, but the time is really gone. But let me just say this. I won't be long, eh? In the message, diseases and affliction, I want you to see how I'm sliding from spiritual to natural. The first time when I met Dr. Bosworth, he was in Miami. Now, you think F.F. Bosworth was just one of those brothers? He was a Dr. Bosworth. Are you getting that? Amen. We'll talk about this. Here, okay, we were having meeting. Dr. Bosworth, internationally known.
Dr. Bosworth,
40 years experience in teaching divine healing. He thought that someday God will send the gift to the church. So he was busy on the theoretical part of divine healing. Is that right? But he was telling people, someday God is going to bring a man. Amen. He's going to send that gift of divine healing to the church. And then when he heard I was down there, he just thought, well, there it is again.
Yes, Zakar.
Just somebody preaching divine healing. He came to the meeting one night. And coming through the
meeting,
we were having what they call the first line. Thousands were standing.
Amen.
I believe you know what first line is. Huh? Line of preachers this side, another line of preachers this side. And people will just lay hands on the people as they go. This is what is called a fast line. Is that right? That afternoon, two little boys on WBA. Why? Broadcasting station.
WAY broadcasting.
Been interviewed.
Interviewer.
Been born blind.
Both
of them had their sight. Amen. And they had them down there at the broadcasting station interviewing them. How they got healed, these two boys. So, Brother Bosworth came out to the meeting. And it happened to be while the first line started, there were several thousand we had to pass by that night. Nothing but just laid hands on them coming that night.
I mean, for
a breath. Okay. We could have gone down long, but I'll just paraphrase it. There was another little girl that was also pushed into the line. And this little girl had some braces on the legs. And the mother was helping this little girl to pass through. And when this girl passed through Brother Branham, Brother Branham noticed that this girl does not have faith for divine healing. I won't just let her push through. He will not let her go. But he says, you wait here. Come out of the line. You hold on my jacket tail. And you pray while we are busy here. Amen. So, this little girl was there with the mother, and she was busy praying. And they were here on the first line. And it was thousands of people, remember. And Brother Bram said, sometimes I would even forget that she's there, then I'll hear the jacket being pulled, then I know she's still there. And he just kept on praying for the people. And he says, later on, he felt a surge of power, of strength and faith. Coming from behind him. Then he knew that faith has risen up. Amen.
Amen.
Then he turned and he told the mother, without even praying for the girl, say, remove the braces. The mother said, removing braces. But the mother, by faith, on what Brother Branham had said, pulled off those heavy braces the prophet described it, and pushed them over there, and the girl started running. And the girl was healed instantaneously. She didn't need braces again. Amen. But remember, this was the first time that F.F. Bosworth was coming to meet Brother Branham.
F.F. Bosworth, Branham.
Amen. After the meeting, he says, I want to talk to you. Amen.
Amen.
This is a retired preacher, 40 years, speaking about divine healing, and that gift had not come yet, but he was talking about it. Then he saw it that night.
Mubarizi, anga retire. Anga Bariza, 40 years.
Then he saw it firsthand. He was thanking God that he could see the divine healing gift arriving while he is alive.
kuti vanga vaunza chipo chokupodza kwamwari achiri mupenyu.
And he said, we've been waiting for you to come.
Tateko kumirirai kuti muuye.
All these years.
Makore
efa. And he says, I'm so thankful.
Shandotenda sikuru.
That you came when I'm alive.
Kuti mauya ndiri mupenyu.
I've got a request to make.
Ndine chikumbiro chandoda.
This is way in the 40s.
Kuma 40s.
Is that right?
Amen.
He says, I've got a request to make.
Ndine chikumbiro.
He says, I want to be your manager.
Ndokumbira vangu kuti ndive manager wenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
In your meetings.
Pamunenge muchita ma campaigns enyu.
He says, that's fine.
Zvakanaka.
He wanted to see more.
Every business aida kuona chakawanda
of these things.
Zvizhinji.
Amen. Apart from seeing only,
panze bongona chete.
He was also sponsoring the meetings of Brother Branham.
I tigira my meetings and Brother Branham.
Because once you are sponsored by Jesus Christ, you must also learn to sponsor.
Nokuti wewe kana watengwa na Jesu, unofanira kutengawo.
Do you remember 1951? S.F. Bosworth went to South Africa.
1951,
and he came to
Zimbabwe.
Then Salisbury, Rhodesia.
S.F.
Bosworth, we are talking about, he came here.
S.F. Bosworth, akatoya muno muHarare.
And he saw a lot of these things. Isn't this wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
This was the man S.F. Bosworth.
Dear S.F. Bosworth.
That was in the meeting.
Angaru meeting.
In 1950.
Muna 1950.
When this picture was taken.
Pakatorwa mufananidzo. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you remember?
Unorangarira here.
Amen. This Mr. Best, Reverend Mr. Best,
had
hired a photographer.
Vangatotsvaga cameraman.
Amen. And they were busy talking against divine healing.
Vachi soropodza kupodza kwamwari.
And Brother Bram was in the meeting. But he was up in the balcony. He didn't want people to see that he was there. But F.F. Bosworth, with his 40 years of experience of preaching divine healing,
it's
him that stood for Brother Branham. Amen. So Mr. Best was telling the photographer, take the picture like this. So he took six of them. Then F.F. Bosworth
said,
I would like to call the man William Branham to come. Just to greet you. So that you can see the man we're talking about. Amen.
Amen.
That's the one that he says, 500 ushers took him to the pulpit.
And vakatora maacha 500 kuti vaunze ku pulpit.
And he walked down from the balcony.
Balcony.
Do you see the old man?
He's
retired but receiving this young man, okay? So Brother Ram came and stood on the pulpit. But I think you know the story about the 500 ushers. Because Becky asked Daddy later on, said, but Daddy, you are saying that 500 ushers led you to the pulpit.
Rebecca has been like it. Munoti makati mimi vanhu 500 ndo akamutungamirira kuenda ku pulpit.
But I was in the meeting.
Hasina room meeting.
I just saw one or two that were leading.
One or two vanga vachikutungamirira.
But Brother Ram says, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Ndanza uzive zvandikutaura pamusoro
pano. 500 angels.
500 ngirozi. Amen.
They ushered me to the pulpit.
Ndodzakanditungamirira ku pulpit.
And he stood there. He just greeted the people. Amen. And the photographer now.
Zino cameraman,
he was touched by the simplicity and humility that he saw in William Branham. Then he thought, I'm just taking this for myself, not for Mr. Best. Then he took the photo. And then he took all these for development. You know the story. All the other six, brother, they were blank. Only one was okay. This one. Amen.
Amen.
And this picture was taken to FBI.
FBI.
The ones that investigate questionable documents.
Vaya vanonjera zvinhu zvisinganzwisisike.
Amen. And they studied it. And they studied it.
Vakaiongorora.
Amen. And they had to write an account.
Ndobvanyora chinyoro.
That the light struck the lens of the camera.
Pane chiedza chakarova camera.
The camera does not take psychology.
Camera itore pfungwa.
And he signed his name.
Ndobvasaina zita rake.
That's the only one that stands in Washington, D.C.
United States.
On issues concerning religious documents, that's questionable.
Kana taakutaura panyaya dzezvinamato dzinonzi hazvinzwisisiki.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses did not have a camera in his day to take the light that was sitting on the bush.
Moses, anga asina camera muzuva rake rekuti atore picture yebenzira iputa.
Paul did not have a camera.
Paul anga asina camera.
But in this day,
asi muzuva ranhasi.
Amen. God wants to prove
Maranda kusimbisa
what he has been doing all the years past.
Vanda kusimbisa zvanga ari kuita makore ese akapfuura.
Hallelujah. And this was taken.
Ii picture ndobva yatorwa.
Amen. There's nothing wrong with you to have this in your home or in your office.
Hapana takamboipa ukatora picture iyi ukaiisa muofisi mako kana kumba kwako.
Amen. To tell everybody else that comes around that this is what God has done in our generation.
Unobvaudza vanhu kuti izvi.
January of 1950.
January.
We've got this one. God decided to have a photo taken with his servant. And the prophet says, I was the only one that was closest when the picture was taken. Amen. But brother, this is authentic. Amen. So I dropped in Brother Bosworth so that you understand that he also was now sponsoring.
Now, unzam Brother Bosworth, kuti mungoona kuti ivo vaitsigirawo.
There are several ways of sponsoring.
Pane nzira dzakawanda.
After you are sponsored.
Shure kwekunge iwe watengwa.
I want to read the scripture.
Again,
I promise you I won't be too long.
Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew 10. Verse 10. From
verse 37.
Amen. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
We are not a baba na mai vake pura ini ana kodzera.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
He
is not saying you must not love your parents or your children.
He's
putting a comparison more than me. More than me. Amen. More than me. Then if you do that, you're worthy of him. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me.
Uyo asingatakure mchinji kwa wake achinditevera ana kundikodzera.
Talk about him, testify about him, talk about your about the shame that the world is putting upon you. You must testify on him that's carrying your cross.
Unofanira kupupura pamusoro paKristu. Unofanira kutaura pamusoro paKristu. Amen.
Amen. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's a full surrender, is that right? Giving yourself to the Lord. You're going to find that life. But if you try to keep your life and you want to remain with your with your personality among people, you don't want to die in the Lord, you're going to lose that life. Is that right? He that receiveth you receiveth me.
Aninana no gamchirai. Anondi
gamchirawei. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me.
Aninani anondi gamchira ini. Ano gamchira uyo wakandituma.
Is that true?
Amen.
The way they respect you is the way they respect in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive the righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water,
aninani achapa kana kunwisa mukombe wembura inotonhora,
only in the name of a disciple,
achapa mukombe wembura inotonhora kune ava mumwe wavadiki ava,
verily I say unto you,
lemudzidzi,
he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Neimwe nzira haasikuzorasikirwa nemubayiro wake.
Hey brother, isn't this wonderful?
Amen.
I believe everybody wants a reward.
Ndotenda munhu wese anoda mubayiro.
We want to be rewarded.
Tinoda kupuwa mubayiro.
Amen. So he's giving you tips on how you can receive a reward.
Kristu ari kutibayira zani kuti kana tichida kuwana mubayiro tinofanira kuita sei.
I must find a place to conclude this, but it's very important that you get what I'm talking about. Works without, sorry, faith without works is dead.
1950.
And I will say this, my dear sister, and to all you others. You never give anything to anyone in your life that appreciated it any more than I do.
See,
that's right, I do. Are you getting what he's talking about? He appreciates when you give somebody something. He says, I know you appreciate it, but I appreciate that better than you do. Because he knows that's Christian life. Is that true? And the Bible says, in so much as you have done unto the least, that's me. Of my little ones, you have done it to me. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward.
Uyanogamchira munhu akarurama muzita remunhu akarurama anogamchirawo mubayiro wewakarurama.
And whosoever receives the prophet in the name of a prophet,
ani anogamchira mprofita muzita romprofita,
you receive a prophet's reward.
Anogamchira mubayiro wemprofita,
you become a friend of the prophet.
Wobva wava mushamwari yemprofita.
Now I trust that God will return it to you 100-fold.
Ndinotenda kuti Mwari vachakuwedzerai zvakapetwa kadzana.
And I'm sure,
ndinovimba kuti,
if God lets me keep my right mind,
Mwari vakandichengeta ndiri mupfungwa dzangu,
I will never be in the bar rooms.
Handife ndakapinda mumabhawa
with it on.
Okay. Handisi kuzopinda nesuti iyi mumabhawa.
Okay. Because he had spoken before about somebody buying a suit for him. Amen. And he was putting it on. And he was talking about an appreciation. Amen. Oh, I'm reading the same for myself. Amen.
Amen.
How I appreciate what you have done also. Praise the Lord and God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, when I was putting in this coat, I didn't know about all these things.
But
while I was sitting there, it came into my mind, say, hey, but look at that coat. It appears like I knew what the brothers were going to do, then I had to put in a coat. it's not related, please.
Amen.
I appreciate that. And may God bless you.
Amen.
And the prophet says, I'll never go in the bar rooms with it on. Because I don't go to those places. Never was in one. I only go to church and to my home and out to visit the sick. That's where I go. And I trust that God, while preaching in this suit, will let me win thousands of people. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will so anoint that those people who even came by, many of them, as they did in
Arkansas,
and touched, will be healed by His glorious power. Hallelujah. And in glory, when life is all finished, amen. And our earthly journey is over. I hope I'm standing near when I see Him put on a great white robe on you. Welcome, my servant.
Muranda wangu.
Amen. When we meet on the other side, he says, I want to be standing close when I see him putting a white garment on you.
Hallelujah. Mbrovita wari kuti, ini ndinenge ndudamgenda kamira, paruti ipaishe Jesu Kristo, achikuti iwewe, mauya muranda wangu, okupanzu chena.
He says, I'll bow my head to Father. Thank the Lord for you. Amen. Clothing you in His righteousness. God ever be with you is my prayer. Hallelujah. One time I thought it wasn't right to receive a present that somebody gives you. Amen. But Brother John Sharrett, a man corrected me on that. He said, Brother Branham, I hate to correct you on anything. But say it. You are mistaken here.
He is
correcting Brother Branham. If you were Brother Branham, say, get away from here.
Brother Branham,
but he listened to everybody. Any correction or whatever. Is that right? Amen. That's what we all must do. We must never say, who are you, Johnny, come lately? Who are you to talk about these things? Where were you when you were talking about the zodiac? Do you know what logos is?
Logos,
we don't do that. This man was so humble, brothers. You let anybody talk to him. Amen. But he says, you are mistaken there.
He says,
you have caused those people for not receiving their presence. You caused them to lose their reward.
He says,
it's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham learned a lesson and he's talking about that. And this man is John Sharrett.
John Sharrett.
Amen. And I believe many of you know the story of this man,
John Sharrett.
How God helped him and revealed to him what he must do when the evangelist was coming into the city, and God told him, get out of your house and give that evangelist this house. Not to rent, but it's his completely. He accepted it. And this good wife also accepted it. They went to be in this little garage of this other lady. I'm talking about the story that you know. Amen. But you must also know how to report it. Is that right?
Amen.
But this woman said, the Lord told me to give you $10,000 check.
He says,
I don't need it.
So,
but the Lord told me. Amen. He took it. And that's how his life started off. Amen.
Amen.
Now, a lot of times, we only want this part of John Sharrett. Of getting the money. That is the part we want to talk. John Sharrett, that's what we're looking at. There's no woman who doesn't want money. Is that right?
Amen.
When the whole life, the married life, the issue that really binds her is on that money. Tell her about the money. Give her money to count also and she must spell it. Amen.
Amen.
That will be fine. Even if it is little money, let us smell it.
$5.
Some men will never allow their wives to count money.
Don't do that.
You
are holding the rod upside down.
Amen.
It helps, it builds certain things.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, when John Sharrett told his wife, this is what the Lord told me.
John Sharrett,
she could have said, with all the stones you were crushing and the apples that you were selling, now you want to give the house also.
Naiwe John Sharrett. Shua, wangoji panya matombo akakura, kuti uwane mani. Nebu tenge sama apples. Wawana imba, wawala kuipanguna Jehovah food.
You see, it's when men and women trust one another. When the woman knows that my husband is a man of God. And the wife, the man must also know that my wife is a woman of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I
know of one brother that normally say, talking to his wife, Munawari.
He says, Munawari, respecting his wife.
I like that.
A godly
but
woman.
A lot of people, Munawari is a man, huh? Amen. But this brother says, Munawari, the wife. So it's okay. Because you must also know that she's a woman of God, isn't it?
She's a woman of God. Amen.
That's wonderful. But that is the difficult part of that story. People don't want it. Let's start from there. Then it will happen on the other side. But did you also know that after John Sharrett got prosperous?
John Sharrett, Apuma, Ambosha.
He was sponsoring the meetings of Brother Branham.
I see Jirama meetings of Brother Branham.
You see, The idea here is, Jesus had one life. A precious one for that matter. But he gave it over. So that the children of God might be saved. But here he's not asking you to give your life. But you giving out your livelihood. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what he's looking at. Sponsoring somebody. Do you know that you've got a reward when you do that? He's not looking for big things. A cup of cold water.
Mukombe, wemvura inotonhora.
If you just do that,
ukadarozvo,
there's a reward.
Panombayo.
If a cup has got a reward,
zvino naivedwe. Kanakapuyembura, inembayo.
How about the suit Brother Branham was talking about?
Ko suit, yaitarwa na Brother Branham.
How about something else?
Ko zvimwe wais.
Amen. How many of you want rewards
Vangali
from God?
Vanoda kuropapazwa naMwari.
We all want to.
Tese mfunge.
But he's telling you what to do.
Urikuudzwa kaitirwo kazvo.
Amen. You become a sponsor also.
Iva mutsigiri washe.
Let's not try to think of a life on Mars.
Gatapungai upenyu wewe umchadenga.
We are still here.
Tichiri panyika isusu.
Amen. And we are in Harare.
Isusu tiri panyika uye tiri mu Harare.
We are right here.
Tiri muno mu Harare.
Just pray.
Ongonamata.
That's it. You say, Lord,
kuti ishe.
I want to sponsor somebody.
Ndirudawo kutsigira mumwe munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Direct me.
Nditungamirirei.
On what I must do.
Pane zvandopanha kuita.
Amen. Because it must be by faith.
Unotungamirirwa nekutenda.
It must be by revelation.
Unotungamirirwa nechizaruro.
You are not doing it because we speak about it.
Hausi kuzviita nemhaka yekuti tazvitaura.
We are saying it to provoke your faith.
Apa tangodenha kutenda kwako chete.
Is that right?
Amen.
May God help us.
Maratibatsire.
Amen. You can buy somebody a shoe.
Unaona utengerawo mumwe munhu boots.
Is that right?
Ndizvo.
Get somebody a dress.
Utengerawo mumwe munhu
mushipa. Do something to somebody.
Imboitirawo mumwe munhu chimwe chinhu.
And when you do that,
kana wazviita,
watch what God is going to do.
Tarisa zvakaitirwa naMwari.
He says in the book of James, have you tried me?
Makambo ndiedza here.
Amen. Look here, brother, sister. We don't preach a gospel of prosperity.
Pana hatisi kuparidza vhangeri rekupfuma.
We are preaching on sponsorship.
Tiri kuparidza vhangeri rokutsigira.
Amen. On how God is going to reward you.
Kutsigira uye Mwari wokupa mubayiro.
Is that right? He will do it.
Anozviita.
It is his word.
Ishoko rake.
Amen. The many that put their lives over to God for sponsorship, God bless them too.
Vanhu vakapira upenyu hwavo vachitsigira Mwari. Mwari akavaropafadza.
Amen. The prophet says we must always give people an opportunity to give.
Mprofita anoti iye, tinofanira kuvhurira vanhu nekupa vanhu nguvu mukana wekuti vakwanise kupa.
It's not like who is going to put $100 here.
Hatiite zvekuti vane $100 uya yapi.
No, we will never do that.
Hatiite takadaro.
Because it's not Christian.
Hatiiti chikristu ichocho.
Amen. But you, God reveals to you
Mwari
where the need is.
Kuti no, apo pari kuda rubatsiro apo.
I'm not talking about your money.
I'm talking about your money.
No, no.
Quit.
God has put us in different offices like what I was talking about.
Mwari wakati gadza munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana.
Use that office.
Tishandisa office
to bless somebody.
Kuropapadza mumwe munhu.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
You know where this is found, what this other brother is looking for. So you show him these things are found there. So he will go and buy. It's not that you are buying for him, but he's going to buy that. But
you
think you have shown them
waiting.
Is that true?
Amen.
Are you seeing what I'm talking about? Amen. Whatever area that God has placed you, you have got to use it for the advantage of God's children.
Chero poka gazwa na Mwari. iwewe shandisa nzvimbo iyoyo kuti vana vamwari varopafadzwe.
And it is God who is going to receive the glory, and
Mari,
He will reward you instead.
Ndivo vanozowana mbiri.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. I'll give you this example. I will read one quote also before I close.
Chapa imparanzo uno ndo bandaverenga taurwa chimwe chete ndo bandavhara.
When we went over to Trinidad,
patikaenda ku Trinidad,
in a way of just showing that you must be in your place.
Ndodangura dzainzira yekuti munhu anofanira kunge ari munzvimbo yake.
They lost one brother.
Vakashaikirwa nehama imwe chete.
That brother was working in the Navy.
Hama yaishanda munevy mauto.
Yeah.
Mauto emvura.
Yeah. So they had to have the funeral at church.
Vakaita mariro acho kuchurch.
So obviously the work people at work, they must also come to the funeral.
Vanhu vekubasa kwake vakauya.
But when they came as soldiers, they've got different departments. They've got security departments, so they've got to put somebody there to make sure their bosses are safe in the
church.
Are you getting the picture? Amen. And they've got different departments. Or who must stand by the door, and who must do this, and who must do this, and who must do this. But when they arrived there, they saw some of the brothers who were security guys. Brothers. They were already standing in the positions that they wanted to put their soldiers to stand. They were not put there by the church to be paid as a security guy, but they were security people in their lives.
Ivo vanhu vesecurity havana kugadzwa kunzi vabhadharwa. Vaingoita basa ravo.
They were offering themselves in their place.
Vakazvipira sevanhu vesecurity.
Amen. And they went this side, they said, this one is there. They wanted this other department, they've got people in that department. So they said, look here, we'd come with our personnel. So we don't need to put them there. Let's all get in church. Amen. So all the soldiers got in church and they relaxed because they knew brothers are standing in their
positions.
What does that mean to you? You know, the department, the area in your life that God has placed you. Offer yourself. Sponsor. Amen.
Amen.
We don't give these brothers salary for translating.
My interpreters are abadarwe.
Amen.
Amen.
But they know. When the preacher stands there, that's our duty. They talk to one another. No, today I'm tired. Can you go? Is that right? Then the job goes on. Is that right?
Amen.
I've seen some sisters.
Do you know what that?
Like this time, huh? Maize is ready now in the field. I see some sisters cooking a lot of maize.
Do you know,
breaking pieces
and
bring it to church here.
Where are not church?
After service. Children and brothers line up and see everybody's like this. What's happening? There's somebody who sees that God has blessed me with a lot of maize. And this is the season. Amen. Let brothers be helped. Is there a reward for that? This is what we're talking about. This is sponsorship. Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. If God gives you a lot of groundnuts,
there
are people who need them here. And some people are laughing because they know I'm one of them. But you see, you must know your area. Stand in your position. Remember, position is a place of power.
Oh, amen. Langarira, Is that
true? If your area is hospitality. Amen. Whether in food or accommodation. Oh, by the way, those young people, when they come, you talk to Brother Marinya, because that's the guy on accommodation with Brother Maraire. These are the only two guys.
Brother Maraire na Brother Marinya. Kana ndova noone, ndova tinoona. Kuitira kuti zotora vechidiki vari kuya
kubva. Where are the young people? I want them to know.
Vechidiki ndauti muzive.
These are the people that... So they've given themselves. So whatever you say... They don't tell you, yeah, they can go there, they can go there, they can do this. And if you have got accommodation for the brothers that's coming, you talk to these two brothers.
Amen.
Because they know who to send where. I'm giving these examples because this is what you're talking about. Like, we've got very powerful and good drivers, careful ones too. And if you have got a car and you want to be driven somewhere or drive somewhere and you don't know who can do it very well, we've got people, if you don't know them, ask us, we'll tell you.
You
sit in your car and it does and the car is going nice. Is that true?
Amen.
Opportunities
Mikana.
That God will give us
to
make sure we remain in our positions. We've got a convention coming up in August. And every one of you know what goes on in conventions.
Convention.
Amen. We'd like you to give yourself over. If you don't know what to do, we've got men here that will tell you what you must do. You have got excess cash.
No.
We don't want to talk about excess cash. You've got cash. Because offering has nothing to do with excess. Is that right? So I pull back those other words on excess. Remove excess. Because you have got to offer and help out. We've got these brothers coming from America. The
La Fontaine.
Amen. They know we've got five, six that's already coming, but they want to add some more to make them 10 plus. But they need airfare.
Vandama ticket.
Amen. But we've got to help them so that they can come. So when the brothers are being blessed by their music and whatever they are doing, you who sponsored, do you know that all those blessings are written on you? Brother Branham says, when I'm preaching, and I know there's somebody who has been praying for this meeting. All the number of the souls that saved in that meeting are written on your part. The one that has been praying. Amen. Do your part. And God is going to bless you. There's your reward. Amen. If you want to give us water on that convention, please let us have water. Amen. May the Lord help us. Can I just read this one quote? Then I'm finished. Amen. Praise God, praise God. He was to pass this way. Amen.
Message.
I'm reading on paragraph 44.
Paragraph 44.
This is my last quote. Amen. By the way, when you come to church, you don't just say, by 1:30 we must be finished.
Yeah, 1:30,
you wait for me there, I'll be there. Sunday, we're here the whole day, please. We're here. Okay, I'm not trying to make an excuse to keep you here, but I'm almost done. Amen.
Amen.
Because many times you see, when the preacher is winding up, people are already putting Bibles in the bags and Mira Shamara Satapeza.
Mparizi, Kanakuti, Ndakudakuno Piga, Munanva Vara Zipia Bible, Robert Akan one back. Just wait, we are about to
finish. The service is over when you're out.
Service in opera, Kanakuda Panze.
You don't know what God is going to do. Amen. So you wait.
Miracle.
But for today, we're just about over. Don't you want to do that?
Is
there another? There's been four or five raise their hands.
There's
an altar call.
The altar call.
Is there another who would say, by God's grace, I now take Jesus to go home with me.
I
am Zacchaeus. Yes, or I belong to a church like Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus
did. Very difficult to pronounce, huh?
Amen.
I thought I was as right as Zacchaeus. How do you like it? Whatever you're going to say. Zacchaeus thought he was right. But he was wrong until he came in the presence of Jesus.
Ah, see. Anga akatea makusikira apinda mpana Jesu.
That's him talking to you.
Ndiye arikutaura niwe.
Slide down out of the tree now. God bless you. That's right. That's good. You're sure now that he hasn't spoke to you. Bless the Lord. No man can come to me, say the Lord.
Sorry, Pastor, let me repeat that. Unechokwadi here, kuta ana kunyatotaura niwe. Tinorumbiza mwari.
No man can come to me, say the Lord. Except my father draws him first. God, you knocked at the heart of the door.
Mwari, ndimi magogodza pamusuo remoyo.
Four or five people in this room this morning.
Vanhu four kana five vari murumu ino mangwanani ano.
You know their hearts.
Ndimi munoziva mwoyo yavo.
You spoke to them. You know them. God may, from this hour on,
Mwari, kubva panguva ino kuenderera mberi,
may they live so godly.
Ngavararame upenyu wehumwari.
May they go home.
Ngavaende kumba.
May they go to their place of business.
Ngavaende kunzvimbo dzavo dzavanoshandira.
These men that raised their hands. These women that raise their hands. May they go as a changed person. May their influence be great in the city. Where they live. May you bless them and prosper them in whatever they do. If they are in business, grant that their business will grow and be greater. They got a new partner this morning. The King of Kings. I believe you all remember this quote. Let me remember. So let them remember Mr. Ball of the fruit jar. That's their business. Let them remember Mr. Kraft of the cheese. How that he couldn't make a go on his cheese. That's business area, is that right? And one day, a voice spoke to him. Said, take me as your partner. Many of others,
Colgate,
when they took Jesus as their
partner,
things changed. May it be with them today, Lord. Amen. That in your business, you take him as your business partner.
Do
you notice how God blessed these people? Whatever toothpaste people buy, for them it is Colgate. It doesn't matter how many other brands, but it's Colgate. Because Mr. Colgate, he took God as his business partner. Every drink is called Coca-Cola.
Amen.
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 Oh, because somebody desired that God would be their business partner. Your attitude matters a lot. Amen. Ahead of one restaurant in America, they said, we are not open on Sunday. But you know, most of the restaurants, they raise their prices on Sunday, and there's more business on Sunday.
Asma restaurant majinji.
But this man, because he said everybody must go to church. Sunday we are closed, you must go to church. They are doing much more than all the other ones that's open on Sunday. Is that true? You were here on Friday. We read about the Rainbow Trout Mount of Brother Branham. The one that he mounted, it was the biggest in the biggest mount of rainbow trout in the whole world. You remember that? Do you know the man who helped Brother Branham mount it? We read about it. You remember? Disney.
Disney.
Do you remember that?
Disney.
You were translating. It was Disney.
The Disney.
Whenever young people and they want entertainment, what word do they call?
Disneyland. One of that Disneyland, which Disneyland.
You might not agree with what they are doing, but look at what he did.
Disneyland.
Is that right?
Amen.
Many other restaurants might be folding. On this trip, we had something that we never knew. Somebody was saying, Mr. KFC sponsored one of the meetings of Brother Branham.
KFC sponsor my meetings of Brother Branham.
It doesn't mean don't visit others, please.
We're
reading your coat. This is what we heard. But the prospering brother.
At KFC, passport.
Amen.
Amen.
There are many other restaurants like Blue Bowl. You
Blue
remember
Bowl.
The ones that Brother Branham spoke about?
Yeah, it's on Branham.
Amen. They had to prosper because they respected the man of God. Amen. We're giving you what has been happening down the ages. But we're leaving that to you. The service is over, it's now on your lap.
Service.
You pray for inspiration and revelation. Because now it's your turn for sponsorship. If you don't know what to do, you talk to us, we'll tell you what to do. Is that true? We're not looking for money like the Pentecostals do. Amen. We are long dead to money. by the grace of God. Amen. Until we are getting blessings for doing what we are supposed to be doing on our queues out there and all the other different helps, we are getting that, we are reaping the benefits when you are supposed to be reaping it yourself.
Imimi, makutoroshwa, isusu turukua na maropapazo, nekuita basa, ramanga mtifanda kuita, maropapazo angai vana kuya kwa muri, akuzo tapukira kwa tizi.
Did you hear what he said?
Amen.
Sure?
This was...
We've got missionaries going out.
Cinema missionary are going to kunze.
And you are supposed to support them.
Even dimro vana kutsigira ma missionary.
But you are not. I'm supporting them and God bless you.
Imimi muri kuregera kwa supporter. Ini ndo a supporter. Ndakuwana marupavatu enyu manje.
Somebody must take those because they're supposed to be yours.
Pane mumwe munafana kuva sponsor. Nekuti imi ndimro vana ibasa renyu iroro.
We've got lots of help. People waiting there to get help. And you are supposed to give that help. I'm doing that in your place. And God blesses me. But you are supposed to be blessed. Did you get what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
God must bless you. It's your blessing. I must shift it all to you. Amen. And then you take your position. God is going to help you. One time Brother Ray was asking me, Pastor, with all that you are doing for the helps and for the missionaries and everything, we see you are remaining with nothing. What are you going to live on?
Why, Brother Ray, Pastor, missionaries.
He knows what goes on. And all the salaries for our brothers around here, for the chemicals, washing everything, electricity and everything. You are supposed to do that. But you know what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. By the grace of God. Amen. But God knows how to take care of us. Amen. But if that is true for me, it must be true for you. Take over, brother. And see what God is going to do to you. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Let's stand upon our feet. Praise God. The message went through lots of areas that we never thought it would go. Amen. But through it all, we want to give God the praises. The Lord is wonderful. Amen, amen.
Amen.
We want to tell you that we are so blessed. Amen. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Okay, I want you to close. I want the group to close. Okay, but it's okay. Someday.
I don't deserve, but yes, I am blessed.
Let's sing it together now. If you are blessed, let's sing it together now. Blessed. You're blessed. You don't need somebody to pour water on you. Nobody is going to come and shake your head. Raise your faith to the Lord. And you believe that Almighty God, by the prayer we make here, God is going to touch and heal you.
Murugurwara. Munonzwa chii? Tino tenderera pfungwa saka ndinodziri pamapiri saka ndanchiti pamwe kuda andikana matirwa ngozvikuti anezve kuti
singing in your heart.
Marizo ichirira mumwoyo wako.
You know what God was saying to you about your different situations.
Unoziva zvataurwa naMwari pamusoro pechinhano chako.
But you have got a desire.
Asi uri kushuvira.
That Almighty God would do something in your life.
Kuti Mwari samasimba vakuitire chimwe chinhu muupenyu hwako.
You, why don't you raise your hand? I'm going to ask Brother Mchochemi to come forward and commit all these hands.
Aungatsumudzere ruoko rwako nichakumbira Brother Mchochomi. Vai vakumichidze maoko aya kuna Ishe.
Amen. You say, Lord, I know this is my day.
What Ishe ndiri kuzva kuti nhasi ndiro zuva rangu.
You're going to do something to me.
Ramuri kundiitira chimwe chinhu.
I raise my faith.
Ndasumudza kutenda kwangu.
So that there might be a change in my life.
Kuti pave neshanduko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu.
Yes, Lord.
Iyemi angamuchitaura nesu.
Hallelujah.
Nenzira baba iri so clear. Mwari wangu ndoda kutenda Jehovha mutsvene. Kuti tine chekuita tiri mukereke muno. Taona vaiziva nzvimbo dzavo vachiita zvavaiita Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Vakaita sana John Charity. Pane zvakazoitika kumashure. Baba kwete kuti tinongokuservai nokuda kwokuti toda kuti tiwane mabenefits kubva kwamuri. Asi zvinhu zvatoda kungokuitirai Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Kana tichiraramira vamwe tikuraramira imi Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Ndainamata baba panguva ino maoko asimuka. Vana venyu vane chavabata baba panga pachiparidzwa evhangeri. Vasimudza maoko avo Ishe. Vanoda kuti baba mwadene baba muerea dzavo munzvimbo dzavo dzamakavaseta baba mukereke. Tikatarisa even mukereke baba even vana veHebrews pavaifamba baba vamwe vairima mukaka vamwe vairima chibage vamwe koto numwe noumwe aiva nenzvimbo yake. Mwari mutsvene tibatsirei Jehovha mutsvene. Tirealize nzvimbo dzedu Ishe.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Tinofadzwa tiri munzvimbo dzedu Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Ndainamata baba panguva ino tikutendai baba nemharidzo iyoyi yauya baba manheru ano masikati ano. Baba mutsvene mufundisi anga akuda kumira achiti ndakupedza asi zvakabva zvichiendeka nokuti baba pane kudhonza kwanga kuchiitika. Baba ndinonamata baba panguva ino toda kubuda mukati memba ino tichinyatsonzwisisa zvatofangwa kuita baba kuti kereke yedu ienderere mberi. Muri Mwari akatinakira. Ropafadzai umwe nomumwe. Ropafadzai umwe nomumwe ari mukati memba ino. Kunyange vanamatirwa Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Ndotenda baba kuti vawana baba zvavanga vachishuva. Muri Mwari akatiti anotiitira zvakanaka nguva dzose. Kudzwai, rumbidzwai nokuti makatinakira. Ndanamata nokutenda. Kuridza nezita raIshe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Turn around, shake somebody around. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you
very
much.
Amen. We've come to the end of our service.
We'll
meet again on Wednesday by the grace of God.